there are a lot of bad feelings in this world. Like when you try to pull a tissue out of the box, but like 20 come out all at once.
Oh, right? Man. And then you have your hands all over them as you shove them back in.
Or when you forgot to bring your cell phone into the bathroom with you, so you just have to sit there doing nothing.
Oh no, you gotta just pinch it and go get it, dude. There's no way.
Stop.
It's impossible.
What about when you're driving in bad weather, but no wiper speed is proportional to the amount of rain you're getting at that moment?
Oh my gosh.
That is so frustrating.
Why?
I know.
And another terrible feeling is when you find out your significant other is cheating on you.
Whoa.
It's not quite as bad as the wiper thing, but it's close.
I'm with you. That rain to wiper ratio is really screwing me.
And if it ever happens to you, you have a few options on how to deal with that. You can get super drunk and rage text them till you feel better.
Yeah, that is my option.
It doesn't really work, guys.
You can
doesn't.
Lock yourself in the bathroom and read Eat, Pray, Love until you give up on the idea of marriage and happiness. It's an option.
Yeah, sad.
Okay.
Or you can get even by publicly shaming your scumbag ex live on the radio and share the full story of how you caught them.
There we go.
And we're here to help you do that in a fun little segment we call Busted. It's fun, it's therapeutic, and it's only the second saddest segment that we do on this show.
It's pretty good.
So here's how it works. We have a few listeners who called in with their own personal caught cheating stories. We'll hear from each of them, and hopefully by the end of this, we'll all feel a little bit better inside.
Okay.
So who's this?
Hey, this is Erica.
Hey, Erica. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I was dating this guy for about 6 months. And in the middle of the day, he calls me and he's panicking because he tells me he's stuck in an elevator and he's been that way for like 2 hours.
Oh!
Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah.
Scary.
And he's freaking out, right? He thinks he's going to die and I'm just like trying to reassure him. I'm like, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, dude.
You'll get out of this, buddy.
Not,
I'd be bored for
that's
2 hours.
Scary.
He's seen a few
about.
Too many movies, I think.
No, dude. That thing is going to drop any second all the way to the bottom floor. I'm telling you.
That's not why they get stuck.
That's why. There's a mechanical issue. Anyway, sorry.
So go on.
No. I was just like trying to be nice to him because I'm like, obviously you're not going to die. Like, this is not a life or death situation.
Right.
And then he's like still flipping out and he tells me, okay, if these are my last moments alive, I need to clear my conscience.
No.
And then he proceeds to tell me that at the very start of our relationship, he cheated on me with 2 different girls.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And then did the elevator doors open like moments later? And he's like,
Or now you hope he dies.
Yeah, it was so insane. And I like did not know what to say back. So I just like hung up. And then 30 minutes later, the elevator's fixed. But he definitely was not welcome back to my apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Man, he really fought.
Let's go to our next caller, Patrick. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well, a couple years ago, I had a job. I was working, doing Uber and Grubhub.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Got to order one night, deliver some sushi, go to the address, knock on the door. Guy opens the door, and I see standing behind him my girlfriend in her underwear in one of his shirts.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you can't even play like we're just friends at that point.
Oh, no. This is her weekly hangout with mom night.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, mom was there, too?
No,
mom. Wow.
Jeff.
Mom's just a muscular guy named Chad.
Oh, but it was, I flipped. I was like, I didn't, just as a side note, I didn't work for Grubhub after that because I threw the sushi at the guy and I laid into her and it was
good.
We argued and the breakup took about another 90 seconds after that.
And then a guy's like, do I tip him? Do I not tip him?
Yeah, you still got a 5-star rating on that delivery,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, totally.
All right, let's go to Christine. Christine?
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey, tell us about how you busted your significant other.
So a few years back, I was at the dog park. It's a local dog park. So I noticed a lady wearing this custom leather jacket. And I know for a fact it was customized because it looked extremely similar to the one that I had made for my fiancé.
Oh, no.
I mean, I made the design myself. I embroidered it. So I was like, okay, I know that jacket. And so I didn't confront her because I'm not crazy yet. But I did. I followed her to the parking lot.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
Yet? I like how you weren't crazy yet, and that yet lasted like maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, girl, you already know Brooke, right?
Yeah.
And so I followed her into the parking lot, come to find out my fiancé is in the passenger seat.
Oh, no!
Stupid is he.
Hold on, did you confront him?
He gets out. I mean, in his face, I wish I had cameras. and he's trying to give me some BS story about how he sold it to her on Craigslist because he wanted the cash immediately for our wedding.
Okay. So he's selling, I mean, even that isn't even a good reason. Like, yeah. So he's selling the custom leather jacket that you made him because he's so broke.
I needed $100 more.
No, I believe it. I believe it. It sounds pretty legit.
Either way, you shouldn't marry him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, safe to say he's no longer my life.
But hold on, Christine. Let me ask you something. Are you one of those girlfriends that, like, gives your boyfriend a gift and then forces them to wear it against their will?
Why would that matter? He was cheating on her.
Well, there might be a reason that she drove him to cheat if you're forcing him to wear this customized leather jacket and he doesn't want to wear it.
It's her fault.
Yeah, I mean, Christine, you can't be one of those girlfriends.
Oh. Well, I'm glad we're not dating.
Yeah.
You're missing out, girl. Text in 78592. Tell us how you busted your significant other. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.